Okay, all set to go. Now we're talking today to Scott Michael, who's president and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association, and tell us about some of the activities you're stressing during this month's National Moving Month.
Well, May is National Moving Month. We think this is the time when everybody that is planning on moving during the summer should start getting their plans together, start doing some research, and trying to get organized and get ready to go. We find that most people like to move during the summer months of the year, so when the kids are out of school, for instance. And so this is really a good time to start making those plans if you're going to be trying to relocate this summer. It's a good idea to get some tips figured out. You can go to our website at moving.org and see some of the things that you should be looking for and get a list of some movers to start checking out.
And I know one of the things that you had mentioned earlier was about fraud in connection with moving. How do you tell when you have a reputable mover?
Well, we've gone to the trouble of looking through and checking out a whole bunch of different companies, and we've identified on our moving.org website a number of pro movers. These are companies that are professional movers. We've gone through and investigated them, checked them out to make sure that they're legitimate companies. And so that's certainly a sign that you can trust a pro mover if you look at that list. The other things that consumers can look for, just try and make sure that the mover has a physical address. If it's someone that's nearby, that you can go check out their facility, make sure that they actually exist and aren't just a mailbox or just a fancy web page. So that's another thing that you can take a look at to make sure that you're dealing with a legitimate company. Maybe check some ratings on the Internet. Just try and check them out and talk to friends or neighbors that may have used them.
Well, I know when my family moved when I was young, there were a couple of moves, and both of those were in the summer. What is the percentage of moves that take place in the summer months?
It's about half of the moves that take place between right about now, May 15th, and the end of September. And the other half take place in the other 7.5 months of the year. But a lot of people really do move in the summer, and especially the last week of the month is a crazy time. So it gets very busy. You find yourself with a better move if you can be flexible about the timing of your move, and people won't be as tired and overworked at the.
And how much lead time is a good idea to make sure you get the company you want and the kind of move you want?
You should definitely start checking out options as early as possible. The most number of weeks you can give them is the best, just to see what kinds of availability people have and give you more options and before some movers start filling up. Right now we're hearing reports of movers being booked through the end of June in some parts of the country. So it's really depends on your location as far as the timing goes, but we're definitely hearing that the next 5 or 6 weeks are going to be very busy in a lot of places.
And I know, talking about the possibility you don't have a good mover, what are some of the signs to watch out for in your early negotiations that would indicate the mover is not reputable?
Well, we think it's always good to have at least three different companies come in and give you an estimate for your move. And so some rogue operators out there won't be willing to come in and give you an in-person estimate. Or you may find companies that have an estimate that's either a lot higher or a lot lower than what the other companies are coming in at. And so you should be wary about an estimate that is out of line with everybody else and what they're looking for. Some movers, some companies may ask for a large deposit up front. That's also a red flag if they're asking you to pay a lot of money up front. Just try and get a sense of what kind of information they're giving you. Hopefully they're willing to put everything in writing so that you can document what they're saying. And, come in and have that rapport with you when they come check out your items and see they feel kind of trustworthy to you.
And remind us again about those information resources available to people who are planning a move.
We think the best place to start is our moving.org website. We have a lot of consumer tips there and a lot of information. If you're moving locally within the state of Illinois, there's the information with the Illinois Movers Association website and the local authorities as well there that you can turn to.
Okay, and I want to thank you, Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association, for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.